Hello everyone. Welcome to AmericsPod.com. AmericsPod.com is a conversation space for men's health and wellness. The podcast focuses on fitness, nutrition, sexual health and reproduction, mental health, and any matter that affects the life of a man. Welcome. I am your host, Americs. Let us all get better together. At the turn of each new year, everyone picks a pen and a paper to write down their new year goals. These goals range from weight loss, financial discipline, career advancement, asset ownership, family relationships, and so forth. Interestingly, up to 70% of these resolutions are abandoned by the third month. What could be the reason? What makes people abandon their resolutions by the end of the third month? What is this that they lack, which fails to push them to follow their goals up to the end of the year? This episode will discuss how to build a system that will help you follow your goals up to the end of the year. A system that will push you to commit to your goals up to the end of the year. Life is the sea between B and D. B stands for birth and D stands for death. Therefore, C stands for choices. Life is about the choices we make between birth and death. There are three ways of making choices. The first one is you choose to do something more often. The second one, you start doing something new. And then the last one, you stop doing something. On the first way of making a choice, you decide to do more of what you've been doing. For example, if what you've been doing has been giving you results, then you decide to double up or to improve on the frequency of doing whatever you've been doing. We have been taught something called the Pareto principle, where you get 80% of your results from the 20% of the things you are doing right. If this thing that is giving you 80% is the 20% you're doing, you decide to improve on it. You decide to add more skills, more energy and effort and frequency on that thing that you've been doing that has been giving you results. An example is if you've been going to the gym 3 times a week and this has been giving you results, you decide you want to add one more day to be 4 times a week so that you improve on the results that you've been getting. The second way of making a choice is you start doing something new. You have realized that there is something very, very critical that if you add as an ingredient in your life, it will give you good results. Therefore, you choose to do that particular thing. And then the last way of making a choice is to stop doing something. Maybe this thing that you've been doing has not been giving you results and it has been taking most of your time. You decide to drop it, leave it, and replace it with something different. So those are the three ways by which we make choices. The first one is you do something more often, adding effort onto it. And the second one, you start doing something new. And then the third one, you stop doing something because that something is not giving you good results. So as you plan to come up with your goals, what is this that you can build to help you master your goals and follow them without fail up to the end? What is this that will help you master yourself and master these goals so that you do not abandon these goals at the third month or fourth month or fifth month. What is this that you lack in your system that you need to build to help you follow your goals up to the end? There is something I came across known as the mastery method. And this mastery method has got seven steps or seven principles. The first principle is expand your mind with a vision generation session. That simply means you call yourself to a meeting with yourself and then you start visualizing your life. You start clarifying your future. What do you want to be in the next 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year? So without having a vision generation session, you will not conceive the type of goals that you want to write down. The second one is create a hierarchy of goals. That means after having a vision, you now start writing down goals from 5-year goal to 3-year goal to 2-year goal to a 1-year goal. You create a hierarchy from the topmost that takes the longest time to the one that takes the shortest time. Simply what you do is you break each goal into smaller, timely goals. For example, if in 10 years you want to buy a piece of land, then you ask yourselves, what are these things that I'll do for me to own land in 10 years? Number 3, turn your goals into projects. After now coming up with your goals from the highest to the lowest, you now turn them into projects. You pick a goal, give it all the characteristics of project management. And that means you give it a budget, you give it a scope, and then you give it time. Number 4, acquire techniques. That means you acquire skills. Actually, skills are just a set of different techniques that help you achieve a goal. So you cannot come up with a goal yet you do not have a technique to master that goal. You need to have a technique for that goal. And several techniques become skills. Number 5, reinvent yourself with information. Without having the correct information, you will not achieve your goal. And therefore, that means you then need to look for information about that technique. That means reading more books, getting a mentor, or getting information from people who have done it. Number 6, treat mistakes as feedbacks. As you follow your goals throughout the year, you'll realize that some goals are giving you negative results. You don't stop. You use these negative results as feedback mechanism to improve on areas where you have failed to follow these goals. And then number 7, treat your life as a science project. Once you begin mastering your life as a science project, you will then not lose even a single minute on following up your goal. You will treat yourself as a very serious species that must be a very special species that must follow its goal without fail. So after making a choice and then mastering your goals, the next step is goal setting. What are these areas that you need to identify to help you set your goals? The first area is the health set. Your health is everything. Your health is your wealth. And you must prioritize your health. The biggest problem people do is they set their goals of the year without setting the goal of their health. So the first one is your health. Come up with goals that will improve your health. Maybe it is to lose weight. Come up with attainable goals that will promote your health. Number 2, soul set. This is also very important. Your soul is everything. Your soul is your heart. You need to come up with very smart goals that will protect your soul. And books will help you to purify your soul. Minding what you consume, the information that gets into your subconscious mind. This is very important. The third one is spirit set. You need to nourish your spirit. This is important because we are all spirits living in a vessel known as the body. So things like waking up in the morning to do benediction, fasting, and if you are religious, a prayer. Number four, skill set. Learn a skill. Go to a college or an institution to teach you a newer skill. Improve on what you have. This will help you master your goals and follow through your goals up to the end. Number five, talents. Everyone has a talent that has been given to them by nature. You have to identify your talent and build on this talent. You can turn this talent into a hobby, or you can later on turn this talent into a monetization machinery. Identify your talent and come up with a goal that is within your talent domain. Number six, money. Very, very important. Unfortunately, most people begin their goals with money. Money is usually the sum total of your other values. You cannot put money before the other things. You cannot put money before your health. You cannot put money before your spirit and your soul, because money is the value that you have accumulated from the other goals that will help you build a financial chest. You need to invest your money. And then as you invest your money, you need to use your investment to make more money. As you make more money, you save more money. As you save more money, you invest. As you invest, you make more money. So it is a cycle. But remember, if you have debts, you need to prioritize paying debts. Don't move from one year to the other with debts. Pay your debts. Come up with strategies. Even if it is paying a debt small by small by small, by the end of the year, you will finish that debt. Number seven is work targets. A big number of us are working. Either you are employed or you are self-employed. Your work targets will support you in attaining your other goals. Number eight, projects. We are human beings. We need to be proud of ourselves at the end of the year. And the only way for us to be proud of ourselves is to identify ourselves with a project we have built by the end of the year. So come up with a project and follow that project. Do not have many projects. Two projects per year are enough. Possibly it is to do farming, or to build a house, or to buy a lorry. Come up with a project of your own, follow it, and finish it by the end of the year. That is how you master your goals and build a system that will help you follow your goals to the end. The first thing you do is you make a choice. There are three ways of making a choice. Number one, you do something more often. Number two, you start doing something new. And then number three, you stop doing something because it is not giving you results. The next step is to master your goals and master yourself. There are seven steps of doing that. The first one is to expand your mind with a vision generation session. The second one is to create a hierarchy of goals. The third one, turn your goals into projects. The fourth one, acquire a technique. The fifth one, reinvent yourself with information. The sixth one, treat failure as feedback. And the seventh one is treat your life as a science project. Finally, after mastering your goals, you take a pen and a paper and come up with your New Year resolution, which has specific goals. Number one, your health set. Two, soul set. Three, spirit set. Four, skills set. Five, talents and hobbies. Six, money. 7 work, then 8 projects. Once you create that system, you will follow your goals with commitment up to the end of the year. And then when it is the end of the year, you sit down and evaluate yourself. If you have achieved these goals, then you give yourself a percentage. We have come to the end of this episode. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast. I also welcome your feedback on email. You can write to podcast@amerix.co.ke. You can also follow me on Twitter @Amerix. Thank you for listening. Let's continue getting better together. Bye.